WMFO in Medford. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I know I love it so. I'm a little bit country, and I'm a little bit rock and roll.
The all-American half pound, pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
Well, looks like we're shy one horse.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Hot dog.
You want to hang up with me?
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Look, I'm a cowboy. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Only you knew what the show before us did to us.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Yeehaw! Ride a cowboy! Yippee-hi, okay! Freak sucks.
They used to call me Rockabilly, all of us ran through. When Elvis opened up the door, boom, bop, 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 bam, boom. I didn't ever play much rock and roll. I got so much country in my soul, but I'm a different man for loving you. And I'd take a shot at what you asked me to. And baby, I will rock and roll with you if I have to.
25 on Union Avenue. Carl and Jerry and Charlie and Roy and Billy Riley too. A new sun rising on the way we sing. And a world of weirdos waiting in the wings. But I love you, and though I'm past 42, there are still a few things yet I didn't do. And baby, I will rock and roll with you if I have to.
I'm not in the habit of throwing kerosene on a fire.
Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Duff's freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and my friend and WMFO colleague, DJ Ed, has been hosting his variety show here on our 91.5 FM airwaves since 2006, and inspired by his mix of old country, hillbilly, rockabilly, and rock and roll, our theme for this episode is called A Little Bit of Country and a Little Bit of Rock and Roll. We're going to be featuring the rock and roll loving bluegrass band Hazy Dixie, plus the 1960s, 1970s, and even through to the 21st century in Las Vegas. Those country rock pop stars Donnie and Marie Osmond. They were the youngest siblings in the rather large Osmond family, and most famously had a TV variety show that ran from 1976 to 1979 called Donnie and Marie. Their shtick was, she's a little bit country and he's a little bit rock and roll. Along with those two featured artists, I'm going to be mixing in songs with some high-energy banjo, mandolin, fiddle, and distorted electric guitars. Yes, we've got so much great music for you, including on the countryside, Earl Scruggs, the Dixie Chicks, Junior Brown, Willie Nelson, Lester Flatt, Brad Paisley, and even Buddy Holly. And then, on the rock side, ZZ Top, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, and the Sex Pistols. And then all our ambiance in this episode, that's the music I play in the background while I'm talking, well, it's gonna all be from our third featured artist, the late, great Chet Atkins, who is an outstanding guitarist, record producer, and a sonic architect of the Nashville sound, which was a more pop-oriented style of country music that was developed in the late 1950s. It replaced honky-tonk style, and it used slicker and poppier production and was significantly more commercially successful. Back in the upright now is Chet with Yakety Axe, which I found on his album Guitar Legend, the RCA Years. We started off the show in the intro set with Donnie and Marie singing essentially their theme song, A Little Bit Country. And then it was Johnny Cash kind of bridging our two styles of music with I Will Rock and Roll With You from his The Legend album. And then it was some full bore rock and roll with Judas Priest and Hot Rockin'. We're going to begin the next set with a very cool cover of an AC/DC song by our featured artists Hazy Dixie, and then follow that with some genuine Hank Williams, and then the banjo virtuoso Earl Scruggs. And then you're going to hear what sounds like an absolutely lo-fi garbage recording of who knows what. Well, actually, that's a way we're going to be fulfilling our educational radio mission, because it's going to be a rare live excerpt of a concert with the Beatles singing Chuck Berry's rock and roll music. 1 minute and 39 seconds of a 1960s pop concert mono mayhem. Also, I'll toss out the last song in this set to Savoir Faire, because it's almost a 1980s song, and I'm mixing in some very ironic Woody Allen clips. So here for you now is a little bit of country and a little bit of rock and roll with Hazy Dixie.
See me right out of that sunset on your color TV screen. Out for all that I can get, if you know what I mean, y'all. Women to the left of me, women to the right, ain't got no gun, ain't got no knife. Don't you start no fight. Oh, I said, boy, cause I'm TNT dynamite.
TNT,
and I win that fight.
TNT,
I'm a power load.
TNT,
watch me explode. I'm mean, I'm mighty unclean. I'm a wanted man. Public enemy number one. You understand? So lock up your daughter, lock up your wife, lock up your back door, run for your life. The man is back in town, so don't you mess me around. Boy, I said, boy, cause I'm TNT, I'm dynamite.
TNT,
I'll win that fight.
TNT,
I'm a power.
Mr. Earl Scruggs back around here, a real fine tune that he had picked out this time, one entitled Earl's Breakdown.
Well,
Thank you so much, Earl Scruggs. Thank you, neighbors, once again out there. That's what I call real five-string banjo pick.
Got no kick against Martin Jack. Just try to play it on the band. The beauty of the melody. I trim it down to like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll, dude. Any old way you choose. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use. Gotta be rock on you. If you want. If you wanna dance, I took my loved one over across the track. On the cemetery, I know where it's at. On the cemetery, they had a rocking band. And they were blowing like a hurricane. I started playing that rock and roll. Any old way you choose. Got a backbeat you can lose. Any old time you use. Gotta be rock and roll.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
We've been driving all night long just to reach our destination in your town. We've come 500 miles, everyone's asleep, there's not a sound. Oh, 18 wheels are rolling, 18 wheels are rolling
Georgia, Kansas City, Colorado, California.
And you're all dressed up like that for the trash collector.
You can't afford no ring. You can't afford no ring. I shouldn't be wearing white, and you can't afford no ring.
That woman could lactate like nobody's business. Mama's nursing helped raise a healthy family. There's nothing she wouldn't do. She helped us kids get through with less risk for ear infections and respiratory illnesses. When I think of Mama, brings a tear to my eye. She gave from her heart or somewhere's nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4woman.gov to learn more. Or talk to your health care provider. These babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Y'all breastfeed now, you hear?
To smoke. I used to be a troublemaker, and it ain't no joke. I hung it up. Yeah, well, I hung it up, baby, 'cause I'm getting hung up on you. I got got some telephone calls from a gal or two, but I hung it right up cause I wanna talk to you. I hung it up. Yeah, hung it up. I hung up the telephone cause I'm getting hung up on you. Cut out your picture from your high school book, and I hung it on my wall so I can always take a look. I hung it up. Yeah, I hung it up. I hung up your picture cause I'm getting hung up on you. I took out my car for a Sunday drive, but I ran it through a fence watching you walk by. I hung it up. I hung it up. Now I hung up the car cause I'm getting hung up on you. But I snagged my line, got it hung up on a stump cause you were on my mind. I hung it up. I hung it up. Well, I hung it up, baby, cause I'm getting hung up on you.
I suggest you keep your ample derriere off my hood.
Store, and I may have just what you're looking for. If you don't mind the fact that all the merchandise is used, but with a little mending it could be as good as new. Why, you take for instance this old broken heart, if you will just replace the missing part, you would be surprised to find how good it really is. Take it and you never will be sorry that you did. The bargain store is open, come inside. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need to purchase all the merchandise, and I can guarantee you'll be completely satisfied.
The blues has got a hold of me. I believe I'm getting dizzy.
across the ceiling. Last night I saw a naked cowgirl. She was floating across the ceiling. She was mumbling to some howling wolf about some.
Tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme for this episode is called A Little Bit of Country and A Little Bit of Rock and Roll. We started off that set with our featured artists, Hayseed Dixie, and their incredibly cool cover version of AC/DC's TNT. I just love all their alternate explosion sounds. And I found that on their 2001 debut album, A Hillbilly Tribute to AC/DC. At this point, they've released 15 albums of their own, many very cool covers of rock songs in a country bluegrass style. Plus, they've got their own original songs too. Next up was Hank Williams with Window Shopping, and then some mighty fine banjo playing by Earl Scruggs, backed by Hilo Brown and the Timberliners. That was Earl's Breakdown, which I found on the album Classic Bluegrass Live, 1959 to 1966. And then a short, historical, low-fidelity track performed by the Beatles, Rock and Roll Music, which I found on their Anthology 2 album. I remember buying my first Beatles album. It was one of the first three vinyl albums I bought from my then brand new Electrophonic stereo system with money earned from my paper route. It was the silver-colored compilation album, Rock and Roll Music. And I remember looking through the credits on the songs and being shocked that so many of them weren't written by Lennon and McCartney, but instead this guy named Chuck Berry. That was one of his songs. And even John Lennon said if they needed to pick another name for rock and roll music, they could just call it Chuck Berry. Next up was a band that did quite a great job mixing up the country and the rock and roll in the latter part of the 20th century. That was the Stray Cats and 18 Miles to Memphis. And then we heard from the Dixie Chicks, White Trash Wedding. And then we heard from country musician Junior Brown, and I hung it up. Junior Brown's main piece of gear is a double neck guitar he calls a git steel. It's a hybrid of an electric guitar and a lap steel guitar. And that's just one reason why nobody else plays music quite like him. And then we heard from the absolutely incredibly talented Dolly Parton. That was The Bargain Store. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She plays different instruments. She's an actress, an author, and a real country music star. Yes, Dolly Parton. And then we finish things off with that trio from Texas, ZZ Top, and My Head's in Mississippi. I was tossing that song out to Savoir Faire because it's almost a 1980s song. And I mixed in some of those rather ironic Woody Allen clips with Diane Keaton from his film Manhattan. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is our featured ambience artist, Chet Atkins. This is Oh By Jingo. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from Lester Flatt and the Sex Pistols, as well as Jerry Lee Lewis jamming with Jimmy Page, plus Jimmy Page jamming with his Led Zeppelin bandmates. Also, songs from both our main featured artists, starting now with Hazy Dixie's incredibly cool cover version of the Sex Pistols song, Holidays in the Sun. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
A cheap holiday in other people's misery. I don't want a holiday in the sun. I want to go to the new bell, son. I want to see some of history. Now I got a reasonable economy. Now I got a reason. Now I got a reason. Now I got a reason. And I'm still waiting. Now I got a reason. Now I got a reason to be waiting. The Berlin Wall. Around sound in a 2-inch wall. While I was waiting for the communist call, I didn't ask for sunshine and I got World War III. I'm looking over the wall and they're looking at me. Now I got a reason. Now I got a reason. Now I got a reason. And I'm still waiting. Now I got a reason. Now I got a reason to be waiting. Berlin Wall. Well, they're staring all night and they're staring all day. Well, I got no reason to be here at all. Now I got a reason. It's no good reason to be waiting. Claustrophobia, there's too much paranoia, there's too many closets, oh, and in before. Now I got a reason, it's no real reason that I'm waiting.
Rock star Sid Vicious is dead after taking an overdose of heroin last night. Police say his death was an accident. Vicious, real name John Simon Ritchie, left a New York prison only yesterday. He was released on $50,000 bail, charged with the murder of his girlfriend Nancy Spungen last October. We'll be right back.
doggy, that's hitting low.
You
know if I should.
Boy, that is rock and roll.
Well, it's been a long time as a rock and roll. Been a long time as a digital roll. Let me get you back, let me get you back, let me get you back. Baby, where I come from. Been a long time, baby, a long time. A long, lonely, 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 long time. Well, it's been a long time as a book of love. Can't get a chance of life with no love. Carry me back, carry me back, carry me back to Louisiana.
Business. You don't own me.
You're awful pretty when you get mad.
Now, many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter, had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him the brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother.
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
For I'm my own grandpa.
My father's wife then had a son that kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because she is my wife, she's my grandmother too.
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
I'm my own grandpa.
Now if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
For I'm my own grandpa.